Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. Thank you for your patience. This is Peyman Mutahedeh, the president of Freedom Law School. And I'm going to start shortly to start tonight's recording of Freedom Law School's weekly Freedom Hour. And the topic in this presentation is about whether filing a 1040 income tax return is safer or not filing a 1040 form. So, because most people believe that filing is safer. They file a tax return because they don't want to go to prison. They think, well, that's a safe thing to do. I file and pay my fair share to be safe. Well, is that a fact? Or is that a myth? We'll discover that. And we're going to use IRS's own numbers. See what the IRS's numbers say. And take us to wherever the answer may be. And afterwards, as usual, through the recording, I will answer any and all of your questions about this topic, about the IRS and freedom issues, questions you have in general. So with that, let's, can you guys give me some lemon juice with sea salt, guys, if you don't mind? We'll get a little, I don't know why, a little scratchy throat. We can do it in a few minutes, guys. That's me right. It could be a little bit later. Yeah, the other one, yeah.
Another water?
And another glass, yeah, with sea salt and lemon. We could do it in a few minutes, guys. Yeah, guys, good voice is important for the presentation, and good hydration is important to that. So with that, let's get started.
You got a timer zeroed out?
Yes, it is. Oh, yeah. I like that. Yes. One of my favorite books, The Federal Mafia, by the late, great Erwin Schiff. Bobby, I did a eulogy to Erwin Schiff, remembering him just a couple of weeks ago, I think, on our YouTube channel. You may want to check it out. It's also on our Facebook page. You see that? The author of this book, exposing how the federal government has become really a new mafia. So let's go to get started.
We're going to start the recording in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, my friends. I'm Peyman Mutahedeh, the president of Freedom Law School, which I founded in 1996. And in this presentation, I will share with you the answer to this question. Which is safer? Filing a 1040 income tax form with the IRS every year or not filing a 1040 income tax confession form? Which is the safer way to go? So let's go to Freedom Law School's website for the answer, which is all relies upon IRS's own numbers. Not me. It's all what the IRS says. Let's go to livefreenow.org, Freedom Law School's weekly website, and that's the page you want to be, folks, to find the answers to freedom questions you have. And let's go there under our course packages. I'm sorry, the education materials. To the drop-down menu to dangers of filing income tax returns. And you open that link in a new tab, and when you do that, it takes you to this page, in which I show you why you are twice as likely to be struck by lightning than to be sent to prison for not filing 1040 tax confession forms. You say, what? Are you serious, Peyman? Yes, I am. After all, you don't walk around, even in Florida, which is the lightning capital of America, and worry about getting hit by lightning, why would you worry about going to prison for not filing a 1040 income tax confession forms? But that's the facts. And the numbers and calculations are on this page. For those of you who want to do the number crunching, it's done for you in a fine print. Go see it there for yourself. The bottom line is that odds of prison sentence for failed to file tax return charters is 1 in 2.5 million, whereas odds of being hit by lightning is more, 1 in 1.2 million. So the numbers are there. Now, I'm going to skip over this part about, well, I'm going to mention shortly. The problem is, folks, when you file a 1040 form, folks, you sign the form under penalties of perjury. That's the main problem with the tax form. On the right side here, this image you see here is a 1040 form with that tiny under penalty of perjury language next to the big sign here you see there. Okay? Under penalty of perjury is made big for you on the right side by me, and which means throw me in prison. If everything on this form is not true, correct, and complete. In other words, you must understand the Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax laws. Okay? It's about 10,000 pages of tiny font writing, tissue thin paper, right? You must understand this. Or whoever you use, TurboTax, HR Block, bookkeeper, accountant, CPA, tax lawyer, must understand all this before you follow their guidance, their forms, their advice, their procedures to file a 1040 form that you really don't understand, really, right? Problem is, it's all under oath. If you make any mistakes, doesn't matter if you pay what you think you owe. All you gotta do is wait for the IRS to pick on your 1040 tax confession form, disagree with the confession, and charge you criminally. Now, you're thinking, oh, Paymon, that doesn't happen. I do my best, and I do everything honestly. It's correct. If you do it honestly, you should have no problem, right? Why should I go to jail when I've done it correctly? But guess what? You did it correctly? How about a tax lawyer? How about a tax court judge? You think they can do it correctly? Better than you? Whoever you use, your CPA accountant to do tax returns for you, or TurboTax, HR Block? Well, look at this. You see here, even there's a U.S. tax court judge was in prison for filing 9 years of 1040 income tax confession forms. That's right, folks. I'm going to zoom in for you a little bit more so you can see it even up close better. So the fact is the three steps above is exactly what Diana Krupa did. Okay? She went to prison for religiously filing and paying her 1040 tax forms every year. Yet when Yaz came after her, Judge Krupa did not even try to put up a defense and go to trial. Yes, because she knows nobody does their tax returns right, especially non-employees, independent contractors, network marketers, investors, crypto investors, real estate investors, small business owners, all the expenses, deduction, cost basis, amortization, especially you guys. You just can't do it right. Right? That's why instead of risking going to jail for over 20 years, she pled guilty to reduce her sentence to only 34 months. Only 34 months was a good deal. Yep, this is her picture. You can look at documentation on the hyperlinks on these pages if you want to. So to avoid the same fate as her, folks, you've got to watch a short video right here, which shows you how to avoid tax prison 100% of the time by following the tax law exactly by the government unknown official websites, which I show you online on our Freedom Lawsuit petition pages and our pages. So remember, here's the thing though. If like Judge Cooper, the 1040 income tax confession form, well, your chances of going to prison are more than 10 times higher than if you do not file. Yes, 10 times higher if you file a 1040 tax form.
I'm sick.
You think I'm making it up? For the proof right here, click on the proof for yourself, and it brings you to this blog article of Freedom Law School headed IRS proof. Why did I call it IRS proof? Because it is all based upon IRS's own numbers. They're proving the case for me and you that if you file income tax confession of returns, your chances of going to prison are 10 times higher than if you do nothing. Yep. So let's look at it down here, folks. According to the IRS data, which you'll see below, in 2018, the IRS sentenced 2,111 people to federal prison for all tax and financial crimes, which is filers and non-filers combined. Yet, only 104 of those Americans had not filed income tax confession form, 1040, for example. So if you do the math, which I've done at the bottom of this page, this works out to higher than 1 in 75,000 chance of going to prison for filing income tax return versus a much lower 1 in 150,000 chance of going to prison if you did not file. So if you want to go out and increase your odds to go to prison by 10 times, then go ahead and file an IRS 1040 form and other income tax confession forms. It's all you have to do. See, if instead you want to reduce your risk by more than 90%, simply stop filing. That's it. Just stopping filing 1040 tax confession forms, you risk you'll go to prison by more than 90% by that alone. Yep. And I'll come back to this, the rest of the last paragraph momentarily. Let's go back to the previous page. Okay? And this is a shocker. This is the only place on the internet you will find this document from the IRS that I will show you. Anybody else that got it from Freedom Law School. Look at this. Did you know that in 1998, the IRS estimated, they don't know, they're estimating that there were 63 million Americans who did not file an income tax confession form? Yes, and they are, folks, confession forms, not returns. Well, then how come there are not 63 million non-filers in prison? Right? I mean, if the belief that if I don't file, I'm going to go to prison, so I'm going to file, so I don't go to prison, do the same thing. If you file, you're going to go, not file, you go to prison. How come there's not 63 million non-filers? IRS says there are 63 million non-filers back in 1998. How come they're not in prison? The facts are, the IRS says, only about 100 non-filers are sent to prison each year. That's it. Only 100. Yeah, and you want to see a letter from the IRS? I have it open for you, folks, right here. Mm-hmm. Yep. Check this out. Okay. Here we go. Right here. I'm going to IRS the Real Paper Tiger Exposed. This is a letter from the IRS enlarged for you. From the Department of the Treasury, Internal Revenue Service, Washington, D.C., on the top center. September 24, 1998, on the left, present to Mr. Duane Abel of Portland, Oregon. In this letter, it says, let me zoom in a little bit more for you guys. Let me make it easy for you to read. There it is. Dear Mr. Abel, thank you for your letter to Mr. Charles O. Rosati, Commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service, dated July 7, 1998. We are pleased to provide you with the following information. The IRS wants you to know this information. Aren't you glad? Thank the IRS for giving you the truth. Based on our 1996 tax filing program, we estimate there are approximately 63 million taxpayers who have not filed the tax return and initially would appear to have a legal requirement to file. See, this is 63 million people. The IRS says they appear to do have a legal requirement to file. Not the people that make only $2,000 a year or $5,000, make a little bit. The IRS says they have a legal requirement to file according to what the IRS sees. And IRS says next sentence, this estimate, they don't know estimate on data available to the service on the individual master file. This is the data available to the IRS. They have this information. They have these estimates. They know about these people, 63 million people. Yet, is again, 63 million people in prison? The answer is no. Only less than 100. Now let's go down on the previous page by the blog article IRS proof. I'm going to take you down to this chart from the IRS's own documentation. In fact, this information is right here. The source is the IRS official website, this page. I'm going to put the page on there for you next time, the exact page that says this. You'll see it, and I'll put it on there. But look at this. IRS's own numbers. Let's zoom on this a little bit more. Here we go, nice and big. For year 2021 to 2018, these 4 years, okay, these are combined results of everybody, filers and non-filers combined. Let's look at the top right, 2018 year, which shows that they've sentenced 2,111 people. Highlighted the Yale area, that is over 2,000 people IRS put in prison, filer and non-filer combined. However, they have the non-filer chart, which is not next to it. I put it next to it for you to see. For the non-filers, for the same year, 2018, the number is only 104. That's 1/20th. Of over 2,100, isn't it? See, and the number of filers, folks, is about double of non-filers. Yes, out of every three Americans, one does not file and two do. Two filers versus one non-filer. There were 63 million non-filers back in 1996. So let's see, 25, 6 years later, the numbers perhaps 80 million non-filers with the population increase. You see, you don't go to prison for not filing. That's a hoax. That's a deception. Here they hypnotize the American people. If you don't file, you go to jail. With the media. The lying media that brought you so many lies that you all know about. They've told you this lie for decades. A lot longer than all the lies that the mainstream media has hypnotized you with. So you're welcome to these charts, folks. Look at them more closely. IRS is on its way down. The number of prosecutions of 9,000 filers is down. It all tells you so much. So if you go to the eye-opening page one more time, dangerous filing income tax returns. And, of course, you want to go further, look at the other information we have there. And before you file, ask this question of your bookkeeper, accountant, CPA, and all agent, tax attorney, who you are paying to aid you in your confession to the IRS and getting in trouble. Yes. Those of you who are paying, tell the confession form is made for you. Check out the hyperlinks here. Answer is very clear. Filer, by far, non-filers is safely. Just by not filing, you reduce the chance to go to prison by itself by 90%. If you want to make the chance to go to a tax prison zero, again, go to the same page, dangers of filing income tax returns, okay, on this page. And there's a video here. You'll see avoid tax prison 100% of the time. Of course, you want to check out, as I tell you folks, what you want to do on our pages. You want to reduce the chance of your risk to zero of going to prison. All you have to do is this, folks. Let Freedom Law School enlighten, educate, empower, and support you with the truth about the law and your rights. What you do, you can send our petitions to your Congress members for free. You can do this for free at zero charge to you on our website. The link's right there. Or if you want to have protection and support, join our Royal Fear Package, which could be as low as $500 per year. We allow people to make payments on that, affordable to everybody. I want to make sure you all can afford it. I'll work with every one of you to afford the support, protection, and peace of mind that you want. The Royal Fear Package is over 20 years old. There's no reason why you should live in fear of the IRS. They used deception. They use fear. False evidence, real. Keep you ignorant, confused, keep you afraid. Your love of truth got you here. Continue on your journey to freedom. Go to our website, Freedom Law School website, folks. If you have not already done so, first on the front page, start with the videos on the homepage of Freedom Law School. You should start with right here that based on U.S. government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file income tax. You should start here and see the proof in this 9-minute video that have you afterwards watch four other short 5 to 6-minute videos. Then you've already gone to this page on dangers of filing tax returns, right? You finish that page, then go to the IRS's mostly bluff page. Oh, yes. You all need this page, folks. You all need to be able to see the IRS's bluff. I'm telling you. Look at this page. This cartoon tells it all. IRS is mostly bluff, and you, the average American, have fallen prey to the deception. Okay? You're going to watch the videos below the cartoon and learn to call the IRS's bluff. Look at this cartoon, folks. Enlarge it. It tells you the whole story of how you've been deceived. They've been playing with your mind. They've been messing with your mind. Don't let them get away with it. Okay, they push your buttons. Don't let them push your buttons. Okay, watch these videos. There's one here. Okay, these are about less than half hour long, folks. There's another one here. Okay, yes, they all bluff. And how dumb the IRS is, folks, you'll see that in this video on the bottom of the page. I got another one, yep. Oh, that here, how dumb and toothless IRS really is. Folks, you will love to find out how dumb IRS really is. Continue. And enjoy it to freedom. You can do it with our petitions on your own if you want. If you want support at Freedom Law School, we'll be there for you with our royalty package, unlimited consultation, unlimited support, attorneys, CPAs if necessary. Freedom Law School will pay. And I'll guarantee you for 7 years and that IRS will take zero from you. Worst case scenario, at least for 7 years minimum, you're protected. Freedom Law School will reimburse you up to $1 million. That's on our front page. If you're interested, check it out. There's a video on it. You know, there's no way you're going to find such an incredible 7-year, $1 million guarantee because Freedom Law School shows you how to lawfully, correctly stop filing and pay income tax. That's what you need to do, my friend. Do it correctly. So with that, continue on the journey to freedom, and I look forward to having you live your life, my friend, in peace, prosperity, peace of mind, joy, and utter love. I love every one of you. I want you to live free. Have the life you want. Not be robbed every single year. Millions will be stolen from you in your lifetime or more. Given to our enemies inside the deep state that they use that money to further enslave you. You're working practically every day, every hour, and giving a part of your labor, your talents to your enemies in the deep state U.S. government to empower them to further get stronger and destroy you. Why do that? It makes sense. You get rid of the fear. You start living free. So, congratulations. You're on your way to freedom. Okay. It's so short, 24 minutes. I don't think we need a short version, do we, guys? So, let's go to questions from our wonderful viewers, folks. If you have a question, you can ask of me now. You can put the call on the number on the screen. Take advantage of this, folks. I charge. I'm so busy, folks. Overwhelmed with work sometimes. So a lot of you want to talk to me, and I charge $600 an hour to cut the number of people want to talk to me one-on-one privately down. The first hour is only $300, but here, every Thursday night, I'm here to help you for free, zero charge. So call. Call the number on the screen. And I will take your questions one at a time. But remember this. I want to protect and maintain your privacy. So give me your first name only. How you heard about Freedom Law School. We'd like to know which one of our outreach efforts is working to reach you. Okay. The American people. And then go on and ask your question. So with that, let's get the area code of our callers.
One moment real quick. Just one of the callers that will be calling in, there's a document related to his question. It should be next to you.
Okay. So we have a call with a document that's going to get to us. No problem. Let's take the other people's questions first, and we come to the gentleman with the document afterwards. So we don't know who's. Let's see who is who. Well, what area code telephone number callers do we have right now, gentlemen? 703 and area code 808. All right, caller from area code 703. Are you the one that sent the document for me to review or not?
I am the one, yes.
Okay, then let me take the call from area code 808. Meanwhile, my help will print your document. Get to me, next to me. Let me see. This is the one. Okay. I didn't realize it's right here. Okay, no problem. Well, let's see what you got here, my friend. What is your first name and how you heard about us, by the way, Michael?
Oh, I am I'm an old school guy. I was one of Irwin Schiff's guys back in the 90s. And, we got a hold of that book, The Federal Mafia, and caused a lot of trouble, I guess, at work. It was an interesting time. But I left and went to work for myself, and I had some business issues, and I actually did a consultation with you probably around 2003, and that has saved me a lot of headache in court. I've been able to defend myself, and I thank you very much for that. But I kind of bounced in and out of the workforce, working for others, working for myself. I've filed some years since, many years I haven't, mostly due to what you spoke about this evening. The IRS just generally doesn't seem to bother people. But after all these years, it looks like they want to bother me. So I think it's time I got off my butt and took control of my finances. And I was hoping you could direct me in how to go about that, given my unusual situation.
Well, according to this letter, IRS said you work for a big major corporation. Is that correct?
Unfortunately, yes.
That's the problem. Because the big corporations are an inherent part of the problem. They're the slave masters. They're the ones that, in Florida, for example, there's no mask requirement at all. By law, there isn't.
Right.
It's the big corporations that are ordering their employees to work here. You must wear a mask and be semi-suffocated. Okay?
Yeah.
You don't have to do it at all. Disney was going to go force their employees to get vaccinated to work for Disney, and Florida passed a law prohibiting that. The only state, by the way, in America that did that. That they cannot require, anybody cannot require, no company can require their employees to be vaccinated for work. So, yes, big corporations, they're the ones with the money, the lobbies. They own the government, the big banks, corporations of all sorts, right? The internet high-tech companies, the oil companies, insurance companies, drug pharmaceutical companies, hospitals, you know, all these special interests with money. That's one of the problems, because what you got here is the IRS is a major employer of yours, what they call a lock-in bidder. They're locked in on you, are telling your employer to withhold too much out of your paycheck deliberately, even the way the IRS sees it, with zero allowances, not even one for yourself. I mean, you got to support you.
Right.
So let's say they're deliberately over withholding and force you to file to get that money back. How long have you been working with this corporation, and how old are you?
I'm 53 now, and I've been there for about 10 years.
Okay. Well, problem is, very likely, UPS is going to do this anyhow, no matter what. And the only options you got is leave the company. That's your best option. Get another job.
Yeah.
That doesn't apply there. Because this letter is illegal. There's no legal authority or authority for the IRS to do this. None.
Right.
And I can show you employers IRS own document that says IRS does no follow-up at all. No follow-up with employers to see if they did this. Lock and letter. But the employers are in fear. We got to do it. Otherwise, IRS will come after us. And no, we can't have that. We can have the big bad IRS come after us because pure little Michael guy. No, no, sir. Sorry, Michael. We have to do what the IRS says and steal your money for the IRS because we don't want them to come steal it from us. So really, you can stay there. Major corporation pays more with benefits, pension, retirement, whatever. Or start your business again, because right now economy is good. With all the money in the system that the government borrowed, there's lots of money to people have to buy products. This is a good time to start your own business if you've not done it. That's really my best suggestion to you. And you live in Florida.
No, I don't live in Florida. I don't know how they got that address from me. I'm in Virginia.
So where do you live in? Virginia?
I'm in Virginia. Yeah.
Okay, that's funny. You know, how does you know, how does Addison in Florida? All right. Well,
yeah, they were fishing. I don't know how they found that. No.
That's probably old address you have. That's why. Old address you got. Okay. Well, bottom line is,
do you recommend that I go ahead and file for the past years that I haven't filed?
No. You're going to confess you owe the IRS more money, and there's no challenging the tax you confess to. It's not filing.
Okay.
It's confessing. Put the rope around your neck. Tell the IRS, I owe you money now. Don't question my tax confession form. Please don't cut the rope and hang me by questioning my confession. That's what you're doing.
Okay.
I believe in this big corporation. Right now, there's a lot of jobs unfilled in right now all over America, but especially in Florida, because we're growing like crazy. Florida has more people come to Florida than any other state. People used to go to Texas. Now they come to Florida more because it's the freest state in the country. And there's entrepreneurism, lowest taxes in the country by far, more freedom by than any other state in America, you know, continuously. You know, so that is your best option. The other option is stay there. Well, the big corporation pays you a lot of money. You might want to keep that.
Right.
Okay. Does that
help
you?
Well, I will tell you that you see the company, and I sued them last year in federal court using the information you taught me. So that's something. And they had some high-powered attorneys used against me, and I won. So.
What did you win?
Thank you. For a protected status lawsuit. So I'm not allowed to talk about it according to the settlement term. but you played a part in it. So even though it's been 20 years. I mean, I represented myself in federal court against that company. So that was not easy.
Okay. Very good. All right. Very good, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. Right. I will be in touch with you.
All right, Michael. You got it, my friend. My pleasure. Let's go to the 808 area caller. So, we got more calls. Another one we got from area code 936. And one, a private caller that shows us 111. Okay, anonymous. That's fine. Call from area code 808 from Hawaii. The communist state of Hawaii, just above New York, in lack of freedom, is Hawaii. Turn to Hawaii, you must get the jab. All right. Well, what's going on, my friend? Talk to me. What's your name?
Hey, how you doing?
I hear about in Moscow and your question, please.
Hey, my name is Kai. I initially found out to bring Johnson this Can you hear me now?
Carl? Yeah, how do you spell your name? K-A-R-L or Kyle?
No, K-H-A-I.
K-H-A-I, thank you. All right.
Yeah.
So originally from Ben Johnson, how long ago did he mention Film Law School to you?
No. He didn't mention you, but basically he's pretty much about freedom, and basically that got me interested in it. And then when I found you on YouTube, that's how I watch your YouTube channel and get more interested about that.
Got it. Okay, very good. All right, my friend, and how can I help you?
Yeah, I got two poll questions. The first question is, so this year I took a distribution from my 401k account from my employer. And I just want to know the income that I get. Do I have to report that as taxable income if it's taxable? And do I need to fill out my tax return? That's not the first question.
No. You were deceived, conned into 401k is a 401k, section 401k of the Internal Revenue Code. But this is not written for you from Hawaii. This book is written primarily for citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., and people that work for the federal government. Do you work for the federal government? No? Well, this is not for you. None of that. Doesn't matter whether it's 401k withdrawal, wages, salaries, commissions, business income, capital gains, short-term, long-term, cryptocurrency, investments, real estate, business income. It doesn't matter. None of that.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Yes, my second question is, so this past week, I pretty much took a new job, and obviously they give me, my employee gave me a W-4 form, and I sent out a letter of sample letter that I downloaded for freedom law school to my state congressman members.
Mm-hmm.
And also showed a form saying that I'm not classified employee, so therefore don't withhold me money. My employer pretty much was okay with that, but pretty much my employer still insists me that I had to fill a form out because they need record in case they get audited, which I don't know that's true or not, but pretty much he consulted with his accountant, and pretty much I talked to my boss accountant saying that pretty much say that if I don't fill this out, then by default they'll put me a single filing status, which is the highest withholding, which obviously I didn't want to do that, so pretty much I was forced to sign as exempt. But mm-hmm. My question is, the reason I don't want to fill it out is because I know there's penalty if the IRS find out that you pretty much not exempt, but you find exempt, they can find you up to $500 penalty supposedly, and basically a locking letter. So that's the main reason I don't want to file. But my question is, are you required to fill a W-4? And if you are required to do it, why do employers keep insisting to die for when you show them law in black and white and explain to them, okay, this is not how they need to find an employee according to this tax law?
Okay. What you got to remember is this. The income tax was written since 1913 to apply only to Washington, D.C. and U.S. territories, not the 50 states. But they started the average American paying income tax withholding in the middle of World War II. They were successful in getting the hoax going. So everybody, for over 70 years, they got the employers to withhold from your paycheck and trained a whole generation, at least two generations, of accountants, CPAs, tax attorneys, to have everybody, the employers, to withhold from your pay with a W-4 form. So they all think that's the law. We've always done it this way. It must be right because we always done it this way. And that's what our accountant and CPS says. So, you know, when you show them the truth, you show them the law, they'll look at you like, well, it can't be. This can't be reality. They experience what's called cognitive dissonance. Cognitive dissonance means when you've been lied to all your life, you finally hear the truth, you'll reject it because the truth is inconsistent and opposite of the lies you were told all your life. So employers believe, they're brainwashed. Their accountant, CPA, and lawyer tells them you must have anybody who works for you fill out a W-4 form. And it's our job to educate them, educate our Congress members, who just are average Americans like you, about what's going on to stop the robbery and slavery of the American people. Understand?
Got you. My question is, since I signed a form under distress, what's the potential consequence of it?
You know, please don't ask these very vague questions.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, so, if I file a tax return, what's the potential consequence of that? A lot of stuff can be potential consequence. If I get in my car and drive to work, what's the potential consequence of that, Kai? Can I tell you? No. There's going to be all kind of consequences. You might die in the road, get killed, get injured.
Yeah.
Who knows? Get stuck behind another car. I don't know what's going to happen. Okay? What you got to do, Kai, is this. You got to educate yourself. Folks, you guys got to not rely on me so much. You got to rely on your own eyes and ears and brain. It's on our website. Read the instructions on our website. I think, Kai, you and I did a one-on-one consultation, didn't we, recently? You sound very familiar, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Kai, look, here's what's going on, my friend. You got to go to our website. And under petitions, okay, on the top right, petitions, okay, click on petitions. And when you go there, it shows you write petitions to the U.S. Congress to lawfully free yourself from IRS.
Yeah, I did that already.
Did you go to the very bottom of the page? Did you look at these four circles? Two from the left is free yourself from income tax withholding. Did you click on this and read the instructions on this page? Did you do that?
Yes, I did. Free myself of filing my tax return outside.
In this video, I'll tell you what's the consequence. Okay, I give you step-by-step instructions. You're going to be free. In short answer, you're going to be free of withholding, stealing money from your paycheck. I mean, that's the short answer. And the IRS will never try to put you in jail. They'd be stupid to, because you could just show why you stopped withholding from your pay by relying on the law as published on government's own official websites. That's why the law is published on government's official websites, for you to follow it. That's all you did. Why would they want to put you in jail and stand to tell the jury and expose the criminality of U.S. government to a bunch of American citizens sitting in your judgment? They will find in your favor, acquit you, and find the crooks are the other guys in the courtroom. The government lawyers, he's the crook. Okay? Any other questions, Kai?
Thanks, man. That's it. Thanks, man. I appreciate your time.
You are most welcome. My pleasure. Let's go to the caller. America 936. Then the call we have from anonymous numbers 111 that shows up. Your first name caller from area code 936. How you heard about Freedom Law School and your question for tonight.
Yes, it's Fred. Yes, currently I don't live in Washington, D.C. Don't file any tax forms. You know, if I elect to draw Social Security, I'm eligible or receive Medicare benefits. Will that in any way affect my status as a true state citizen living in Texas, or do I have other things to consider?
You know, I cannot give the answer to you with absolute 100% certainty, because I have not looked at Social Security laws precisely to see how to define who is eligible for Social Security or not. I've seen indications that it's for federal government workers, but I have not researched enough. But I do know this. On the other hand, the tax law is clear. What I know about tax law is that since you're not a Washington, D.C. citizen resident, and you're not the government worker, federal government worker, you don't owe income tax, and Social Security is a separate issue. So there's not necessarily involvement between those two, unless they can clearly show that that's only for citizens and residents of D.C. or federal government workers. So to really know that answer for sure, the entire Social Security laws can be looked at. Okay? And I'm looking on that, but I haven't had the time to really get into it. So as of right now, my best research shows you can do that. Any other questions, Fred? But I want to let you know, I personally, as a philosophical, ethical, moral basis, I do not believe in socialism or communism. They're the same. All Karl Marx ideas. And Social Security is socialistic. Society takes care of you. Community takes care of you, which is that they steal from everybody. And the government who represents the community represents society. We'll give it to this guy, that guy, the other guy. I don't want to pay into it. I will never apply for it. And I would suggest you may want to consider, my friend, how you can find ways to not to depend on these crooks and criminals, because you sound intelligent enough to be on this call. You sound intelligent enough to figure out you've been lied to. So if you're that intelligent, I think you can find ways that you would not need that. And you may not, as a matter of personal choice, not want to participate in this social system. But at the end, it's a decision that you can make for yourself. Any other questions before I go to the other caller we have?
Thank you very much. I appreciate you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Call from area code 111, anonymous number. What is your first statement, how you heard about us?
Yeah, hi, Steve. I heard about you a few years ago. Thank you so much, Payman, for your information.
You're welcome. How did you hear about us?
Gosh, I don't know. I think it was a conference a long time ago. Somebody told me about you guys from Freedom Conference.
Freedom Conference?
Yeah, some Freedom Conference maybe about 5 or 6 years ago. I forgot which one it was.
No problem. All right, my friend.
Yeah.
Well, what's your question?
Those testing forms do owe some IRS.
There's some water on the back. Do you hear that? Is that being recorded?
No.
My headset. I hear some water recording in my background. I like someone dropping water. Okay, it went away. It came back again. Did you hear that? Well, it doesn't bother me.
Not.
I'll get it. Oh, you guys don't hear it. It's fine. All right. So you were saying, Steve?
So I do owe the IRS some money. They have a judgment against me. And it's probably about 2 years, maybe even a year left for the 10-year statute of limitations. I haven't done anything.
Or non-court. What do you mean by a judgment?
The amount. Yeah,
how much?
How much? $100,000.
Okay. All right.
$100,000. Sorry, getting some echo. Expires in about another year. But in the meantime, I'm getting a settlement check and all these forms that you have to fill out that they want you to say. Under penalties and perjury, claim and certify that the claimant is not subject to back withholding, et cetera. You know, I'm not sure how to fill that out. I could sign my name and put uniform penalty code 1-308, which is without prejudice, without. What would you suggest on filling out forms that say that? When I do owe.
How big are these forms? How much amount of your settlement?
$60,000.
Okay. You know, without seeing the forms and know more about it, I can give you a simple, easy answer. I don't generally recommend filling out the forms. But then again, we're dealing with the lawyers, and maybe the lawyers will listen and cut the check for you anyhow. If you can have him also help you, support you in that. You know, that's one of the reasons I do it. Welfare package. I can look at all this kind of stuff, and with that, be able to guide you through this process. But at the very minimum, you want to do a private one-on-one consultation, so I can go over exactly what's going on in this paperwork they want you to sign, why, and see maybe we can do something about it. Maybe we can talk to the lawyers, explain to them that you don't need to fill out the forms, and they have to pay you anyways. Yes,
mm-hmm.
But maybe not. I don't know. I can't give you a simple answer that will work for you 100% guaranteed.
Okay. And then I guess the second question is, how often does, like when you do owe money, how often do they check your bank account and do a collection action for funds? Let's say there was $20,000 in there. There's been $10,000 or $20,000 in my account, so it hasn't disappeared, but I can assume every once in a while they – maybe look or they do a collection action. Do you know how often that happens?
There is no rhyme or reason to incompetence to the IRS. I got to give you a guarantee. There's no exact sticks I can give you about that. Well, I can tell you this IRS has fallen apart like the former communist Soviet Union. That fell apart in 1989. I was around in the 60s and 70s, and I never imagined the former communist Soviet Union just simply collapsing of its own weight, but IRS is slowly in the same process. In fact, I got to put up, I just saw where somebody that the IRS came to owes them over $2 million for several years. And they finally gave up and sent this $2 million case to a toothless private collection agency that could write a letter to you. Hey, you'd be nice enough to send me some money. We can have your bank account. We cannot have your bank account, your paycheck, or your property. We can only ask you. But that was just too busy, too incompetent. They gave up on you. So they want us to simply ask you to go. Someone's going to ask you, so what do you say? You want to pay us some money? So I don't know. They might leave you alone. 99%? I don't know, 90%? I cannot give you a number. But let's go over your situation one-on-one, my friend, okay? I need to do that. You could not solve every problem by telephone doctor. Doctor, I got a sore throat. What could I do? Oh, that's easy. Put some zinc in your throat, eat some good nutrition, hydrate yourself. You know, I suggest eat some soups with bone marrow, highly nutritious food with gelatin, and, you know, stack your fat, lemon, hydrate, blah, 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 basics.
Yeah.
But if you got back pain, knee pain, shoulder issue, eye issue, you know, a tooth problem, I got to do a one-on-one examination of you. Come see the doctor. And then let's examine you, and then we can go from there. Okay?
Okay. I am in Tampa. I think you're close. I don't know. I know you probably mainly want to work by phone, but I am in Tampa.
Well, telephone makes no difference where you're at. But I guess see your paperwork. Okay?
All right.
Any other questions?
Excellent. I'll call the office.
All right, Mike. You got it.
No, that's good. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Okay, do you have anybody else with any questions, guys? That is it. Well, I forgot to announce. I'll be at Dallas-Fort Worth area this weekend. Gosh, forgot to announce it, guys. I'll be speaking at this event for cryptocurrency investors. It's at Bitcoin Branches US.io. There might be out of tickets. The tickets are on just under $1,000 a piece, okay? This is people who want to become entrepreneur with cryptocurrency, okay? So here, make it a little bit bigger. See that? So Bitcoin Branches US.io, okay? So, yep, these are the events coming up. These are the events they've had. Yep, these pictures, January 15th. Yeah, I'll be speaking this Saturday, folks. So I'm not sure tickets are still available, but check it out. If you're in the Dallas area, you definitely want to be there. You'll meet me. You'll learn a lot about cryptocurrency, and yours truly will be there talking about IRS and freedom. I can meet you in person. So with that, folks, let's see. Yep. Myself and a DD project. So, yeah. If you're in Texas area, who was it from Texas called? Call we had, you got to be there, my friend, okay? You can come by. Even if you don't attend, you can come by, visit me for a short visit, perhaps, if you want. You can do that. And you can come to events, and you can go in, watch the event, but I'll be down in Fort Worth. It's in Fort Worth. You can stop by, and we can maybe sometime have a short meeting if you want. You know, I'm there at these events, available, so I don't charge to sit down and talk to you for, you know, 10, 20 minutes. You know, I'm happy to do that if you're there in person to meet me. Okay? All right. Any other questions, gentlemen, you think I should answer from the We have a new caller from area code 305. Okay. What is your first name, my friend? How you heard about Freedom Law School? And then your question, please.
Okay. My name is Nick. I am a longtime listener. I've got your Freedom Package. I've been listening to calls for some time. I wanted to ask you pertaining to your seven-year guarantee. One thing that I've never heard you expand on or explain is what may be the circumstances if one goes beyond the seventh year and you're into the eighth and other years beyond.
Okay. All right. That's a good question. Thank you for asking that question. You know, I don't do that because people tell me sometimes, hey, Mom, don't talk about these things. Don't toot your horn. And if people want to know about the how people can pay and be protected, they'll do that. Just give people free stuff that people want to know as much as you can. If they're interested, they'll ask. So thanks for asking. Well, first thing you got to remember is this. Your current options are two. In the past, you had TurboTax, H&R Block, bookkeeper, accountant, enrolled agent, CPA, tax attorney. They file transferred tax confessions for you. And the guarantee they give you is simply a big fat zero. You might get audited. If you do get audited, harassed by the IRS, you have to pay him or some other expert you hire to defend you. If the IRS wants to put you in prison, you have to pay them or tax attorney actually, to defend you in criminal court. $100,000, $400,000 defense, who knows? And the IRS might at the end end up taking your bank account, paycheck, your property. Sure, because, I mean, hey, to dig by the IRS, they provide you no guarantee they can protect you from the IRS. And if the IRS ends up convicting you in a tax case and put you in prison, well, again, they would say, sorry, you know, we got no protection for you. You paid all this money for defense, and we cannot guarantee in any way that you're not going to go to prison. Even zero guarantee all around. Freedom Law School, on the other hand, gives you a 7-year minimum guarantee. Kind of like the comparison is like these guys are used car dealers or new car dealers. They sell your car with zero guarantee. You drive off the lot with the car these guys, these tax professionals sell you. Sit outside the car lot, drive 300 yards, your engine and transmission falls out. Say, well, too bad. Tough luck. You bought this car as is. Tax returns, you sign, you get as is, whatever it is. And then you say, but wait a minute. There's this guy I saw down here on the internet called Freedom Law School that said his car comes with a 7-year million-mile guarantee. Why am I not going to him? I mean, he doesn't give me a forever guarantee, which that my car will work forever. That would be nice. But he doesn't have that. He has a 7-year million-mile guarantee because I'll reimburse you $1 million. So given that situation, which is your better option? And point number two. Let me ask you a question, Nick. When's the last time you filed the 10-point income tax confession form, Nick?
25 years ago.
Okay. Very good. So you already, and you're obviously not going to jail, right? Has IRS stolen any money from you, levied your bank account, paycheck, anything in the last 25 years?
Nope.
Great. Folks, you see, I tell you, most people, the IRS simply leaves alone. But for your 2020, that IRS expects you to file a return in the next few months, I'll guarantee for 7 years the IRS will not take even $1 from you by levy. Because you are stopping filing income tax correctly, lawfully, for your law school. For 2019, IRS expects you to file by April 15th of last year, or about sometime last year. For that one, you get 6 years. For 2018, which IRS expects you to file a return in 2019, you get 5 years. But from 2021 tax return, 2021, which is IRS wanted by April 2022, you get 7 years. And every year is a separate taxable event. And for every single year, you get that seven-year guarantee. Every year has its own separate seven-year guarantee from the time it comes out. Does that explanation do the job for you?
Yes, it does, because I think what I've heard is, let me just give you what I think I heard you say, and that is that in every situation in life, there is really no guarantee, because it all just depends. There are many different situations, as there are people on the earth, and so you can help people for, you know, you stated on your website, up to 7 years. You may be able to help them longer. You may be able to do something for them after 7 years, but it all depends on the person's individual situation. And I think, you know, so yes, I guess to be blunt about it, did you answer my question? Yes, you answered it. I didn't really get an answer, but I guess I got as close to an answer as I can get from you.
Yeah, well, the answer is this, my friend, okay? To get more specific, I'm going to try and make it is this. You want to watch on our website, our YouTube channel, Avoid U.S. Income Tax, Prison 100% of the Time. That's the short version. And the description of this video below that, click on Show More in the description. Here's a link for the full topic right here. Okay? So there's a link for it right here. And I go over this issue in more detail. Basically, civilly, IRS will not take anything for 7 years minimum. Now, I think it's going to be longer than that, 8, 9, 10 years, or forever. But guarantee means I'm putting my neck on the line for $1 million. Okay, if your law school does that. So to do that, I want to be extra cautious. It doesn't mean after 7 years and 2 days you might be taken. No, of course not. Okay, just like any more than you buy a car from a very good car manufacturer, gives you 100,000 miles bumper to bumper, 100% guarantee. Does that mean that car at 101,000 miles is going to break apart versus the other car manufacturer that gives you 0 miles guarantee, only 10,000 miles guarantee? No. What that means is that the guy that gives you 100,000 mile guarantee is so confident that he made a very good car that will last and not break down, he can give you that 100,000 mile guarantee. That's what that means. That's the most useful answer in reality you can give.
Yeah.
Because the system is not perfect. Judges can be corrupt. Judges can ignore the law. They do. In my case, the judges ignored the law. In 1996, I was in tax court. The judge ignored the law and the facts to rule against me. I went to the Court of Appeal. Same thing. Yes. So that's my name. But for 7 years minimum, I can give you that guarantee because I know their game so well. But remember this. Every year, get that separate seven-year guarantee as it comes up, as long as you remain a royal freedom package. Remember, because I make sure you do the right things, you don't do the wrong things, and if virus ever comes after you, the correct steps are taken correctly every step of the way for you. So that's a hope that gives you a better understanding, my friend. Any other questions,
yeah.
Nick?
One subject I wanted to touch on is that in your own personal battles with the IRS, and you have come out victorious. I don't know. I think it's dating back to either 2000 or 1996 that they had liens against you that they released. I don't know, 400,000 or whatever it was, a couple hundred thousand. I think it's widely known by everybody that deals with
right
you.
What, which one of the victories you refer to? I got right now, I got more, but I got three law school victories over the IRS. I got four on there right now. Which ones are you referring
to? Okay.
Number one, two, three, four.
Yeah, and any or all of them, it doesn't really matter. I was just going to make a blanket statement about it. As far as you're concerned, in your business and your activities with your business, Freedom Law School, you deal strictly in cash. If everybody out there on this call,
I get crypto also, cryptocurrency. Freedom Law School, except
okay.
I got Bitcoin and Ethereum. Sometimes I may take some other crypto also. So yeah, it's expensive.
Okay.
Continue.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So we'll just assume that your dealings are anonymous, whether it be cash or whether it be crypto. And for someone who is not practicing those exchanges of value, and they are out there working as a W-2 employee or as a sole proprietor or have an entity set up where they're working for themselves, have an LLC
or
a corp or an S-corp or something of that nature. You're going to be issued
a
W-2 or a 1099. And these are paper trails that are going to follow you throughout time. And this is why I was bringing up your seven-year
guarantee.
Because if you are going to go into the world and get involved with W-2s and 1099s and, you know, capital gains, et cetera, it gets much more risky than if you are dealing anonymous values such as cash
and crypto.
So that was the reason, that was the basis on why I asked my first question. I think throughout time that I've been listening to you, you don't stress that enough, that the people who are listening to you, they don't realize that the least risk that a person can put themselves under when it comes to any IRS backlash is that they should be dealing anonymous. They should be dealing cash, and they should be dealing crypto and or any other means, barter, whatever you want to set up, that you can set up with someone else to exchange goods and services. That's something that through time I know, again, you can't address every issue that every person on planet Earth has or in the United States has.
Mm-hmm.
So you try to make it a generalization.
Mm-hmm. Well, at Freedom Law School, I do encourage people to use cash and crypto and exercise privacy, even though over the last few decades, which I've been in America for over 45 years now, when I came to Iran, from Iran to U.S. in 1977, they made it increasingly difficult to people to use cash. So, but yes, I do encourage that. But it's up to people to make that choice and how convenient it may be for them to do so or not. But I agree with you. That is definitely the way to go. People should conduct their affairs with as much privacy as possible.
Well, crypto is a godsend. I mean, since what, 2011 or 2010, whenever Bitcoin came on the scene. And ever since, it's been growing and growing. For those that can deal in any type of crypto, that's the way to go. But that has its own pitfalls as well, you know, with because these are all banking institutions, all the exchanges. You know, there's KYC with everything. And cash, I found with cash has become more and more and more draconian each and every year. They've got it down to where you can't even buy $1,000 money order anymore without showing identification, things like that. So it's very hard.
Wait. At the post office, you can. Post office in every town in America. At post office, under $3,000, you get money orders, they don't ask you for nothing. Did you know that?
I know it well because I've done it, and I know people that work for the Postal Service. I know clerks, and it says on their website that they have a $2,000 threshold. You can buy money orders at $1,000 is the largest denomination, but you can buy two. And after 2,000, then you need to show identification. Well, I've been to many post offices where I wanted to buy 2,000 or 3,000, and I was only allowed to buy a $1,000 money order, and after that I had to show ID. It's at the discretion of the clerk at the desk.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So it is what it is. Anyhow, so what's your question, my friend? How can I help you? Because you're making some very good observations, Nick, but I don't hear a question in your comments, my friend.
Well, there is no question. These are all just predicated on my first question about your guarantee, and then after that I just kind of went into the area of making some blanket statements about dealing in, you know, in other words, making transactions. And the only way you can really make transactions like you're making transactions is to do them, like you're saying, either cash or with crypto. And that's something that you rarely, I don't think you've ever talked about it. So that's the only reason I said the second part. So I'm really done at this point. You've expounded on everything that I wanted to talk about. So thank you.
You're welcome, my friend. By the way, for those of you that haven't checked out our website, under the home drop-down menu, you go to the FAQ, Frequently Asked Questions, and it takes you to this our Frequently Asked Questions page. And the first question is, why does Freedom Lawsuit only accept cash or cryptocurrency payments? And there, we'll let you know. Let me zoom on a little bit more. You guys can see a little bit better now. Here we go. And the answer is that the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in 1976 that American people have, quote, no expectation of financial privacy when using banks and bank instruments to conduct financial affairs. They also concluded that the American people give up the right to financial privacy voluntarily when they use banks. The Supreme Court case, there's a link here. You can click on it, read it for yourself. So something I think you all should know, read this article a little bit more detail about this issue so you can use cash or cryptocurrency. Okay, and read about this issue more further. So thank you for highlighting a very important issue, Nick, that more Americans and certainly more freedom seekers should pay closer attention to. Do we have any other calls with question? A call from area code 336, is that correct, or 907? Okay. Call from area code 907 first, and then from area code 336. Call from area code 907, what is your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Hi, Paymon. My name's Terry from Alaska. Heard about you came across you through a YouTube and then spoke with one of your multiple volunteers from George, Benny, Darlene, and Rachel, and connected up with another school person part of your Royal Freedom School here locally and spoke with him. And so my question has to do with, I've done a whole bunch of stuff, lots of reading. I've been studying Title 26 for a while now. Anything I can get my hands on regarding these things is really just expose the fraud, the levels of depth between the IRS, the courts, the Congress. I'm just sick of it. Bob Schultz, I don't know your feeling on Bob Schultz, but he, some of the things I watched with him were just eye-opening. Mm-hmm. So I've been studying your website and your YouTubes and mm-hmm. the things you say to do, and I understand the three letters to Congress, give it some time, the 60 days. Finally, whether you get a response or not, then maybe include that with a letter to your employer. Stop your withholding. Now, I did stop my withholding prior to knowing about you. I stopped back in, and this is really for my husband, not myself, stopped the withholding back in September of last year with the intention of not paying money that I don't owe on a 1040 next year, or this year, I guess I'd say. So my concern is that one, does the election to be exempt bring up red flags by the IRS? And the particular person who was local, just coincidentally, his situation's different, but received a lock-in letter. Somebody else sounded like they had a lock-in letter. And once that happens, it to me sounds like you're in a situation where unless you quit your job, that's just the way it is, and there's no relief. And so with that, if you are paying for a service through you guys, there's no relief. So that's kind of one question is, are you red flagged? Is it higher potential? There again, it goes into your, I know you can't say, but into what causes someone to, in the IRS, to send a lock-in letter to you or to your employer. I'm not sure who they send that to. I guess that's kind of the first question.
Okay. What caused the IRS to send lock-in letters is, IRS has an algorithm, you know, a computer mathematical formula they use to send out. Right now is the season. I see over the last few weeks a bunch of people with lock-in letters. They came one time for months and months and months and months. I did not see any. So all of a sudden, somebody at the IRS pushed a button. Oh, a bunch of lock-in letters goes out to a bunch of people. Filer or not filer. Some are exempt, some don't get exempt. Some have maybe 7 allowances, I understand, on their W-4. And yes, and they file even. Maybe filer with only 7 or 8 allowances. And yes, computer says, nah, no, locking letter 0 allows. So it doesn't matter, filer or not filer, exempt or not. Who knows? The arbitrary.
Okay.
IRS computer program. So don't exempt by itself. Does not do anything because that does not go to the IRS. That stays with your employer. Okay?
The exempt portion stays with your employer?
That's right. The W-4 is not sent to the IRS. It stays with the employer.
Right. But yet the IRS somehow, this big all-seeing eye, somehow knows that you've not paid your fair share, right?
Because,
okay.
It's not so because the first of all, IRS is not an all-seeing eye. They want you to believe that's the biggest lie. And let me ask you a question before I go on. If I get distracted, bring me back. But I'm going to address this issue for you because I see where you're coming from and going. Have you looked at our website? Under education materials. The IRS is mostly bluff. Okay.
Yes.
You watch all the videos, IRS is mostly bluff, right?
Yes.
The videos on this page? Okay. So you know the IRS computers are COBOL. 1960s assembly language. They're not organized. So they don't, I mean, if there were 63 million non-filers back in 1996, right? When COBOL was a new computer language. Yes, remember. So they're not ICIL. First of all, I want to correct that. That's the image they want to portray you, the media. See, this is why I got this cartoon. I just put this cartoon, Terry, a couple of days. I had this cartoon way back in 1993. I was putting that on my table. Iris kept it for me in their files. I lost it. Thank you, Iris, for being a file keeper and giving it, you know, for me. This is the reason people believe the IRS is this all-seeing God. Because charismatic leaders push pay your taxes button. TV click file early button. News broadcasters pay your taxes button. IRS the fear button. Anxiety, panic, fatigue, stress, you know, all those buttons they push on you. And that's what they've done to all of us. So recognize that they're not all-seeing God.
It's real, and I find that I struggle with it. I fight. One day I'm on cloud nine, and I see how the codes are written and layered to cover the truth. I see it, but yet the enforcement and how you can they put you in jail anyway, even if you're right. Right? How about your shift guy? I read up on him.
No. Stop right there. So right there, I'm going to correct you. You see, here's the key, Terry.
Okay.
You got to be careful to not let your feelings cloud your judgment.
Gotcha.
You got to somehow, it's within you. I don't have the answer within you how you manage that, but you got to somehow within you, you got to look at the facts, even though you may not be exactly up. Some people are not exactly logic, fact-oriented people. They're more feeling-oriented. I understand that. You know, I'm a very logic, facts-oriented, but I know everybody's not innate like me. I understand. But you are somehow in a situation that they put the fear in you. Think and see logically and just go with that. Here's the fact.
Well, with doing that, you wouldn't file. You wouldn't do these things. I want to stand on the law, and I want to have that back me. Where I think more of my fear comes is that I see where that law hasn't proved sufficient, which is amazing, in the courts or in Congress or in IRS, that they are not. And I think that's the purpose for those letters, is to call them out and say, this is a law. Is that right? Am I doing it wrong? Because let me know. I'm willing to do it right. Is that correct?
I'm not sure. I'm not exactly if I could give you a yes or no answer to that question.
Okay.
The thing is, that, you see, the reason why Irvin Schiff, for example, went to jail, and I haven't. What's the reason? I mean, there's got to be a reason. I've been at it since 1992. If you look at Field Lawson's victories, okay, over the IRS, I'm going to you got to look at this. Okay? Think about it. Ask yourself this question, okay? These are questions you can answer for yourself. Here, IRS has been investigating me since 1994. Okay? And here's the details of that. Since 1996, they looked at Paymon as, look at this, potential fraudulent tax protester promoter. Not just a tax protester, but a tax protester promoter. I promote fraud, IRS thought. Now think about that. Would you ask when to get some regular tax guy, regular person, or the promoter? Obviously the promoter, because he promotes fraud, right? A tax protest. So we got to get him. They looked at me. And they could have done nothing. In fact, if you go in more of the details on that page, you know, in that file that I got for back then, this is where you see the documentation of that, that they have, you know, the criminal investigation, and they got that cartoon that you saw is right there. That was in my IRS files. They went to the meeting I used to have a table and have information out there, right? And they would pick up the stuff off people's flyers, like this one, and they put in my files. So how come I'm not in prison? They've known about me for a long time. In fact, I'm continuously under investigation. Let me ask the question, what could possibly be the reason why I'm not in jail?
Well, I'd like to say because you know the law.
I know the law, and they know I know the law, and they know that if they try to put me in prison in a criminal tax trial, they will lose. They will lose big.
Yeah, so.
And by doing so, guess what they're going to do? Rather than hurting me, stopping me, what have they done to me?
They want
more powerful. They just empower me. He's our hero that beat the IRS.
Apologize for the dog.
In a way, to give an example, the guy that ran home, which I'm the old patriot in 1980s and 90s, without all the internet stuff available now, but he's such an intelligent guy in his tax trial. He talked about the law that he studied. He's soft, like a smart guy. And the jury vote was a split of 11 for acquittal and one guilty verdict. So the hung jury, there was a disagreement. He neither acquitted nor was convicted. There was 11 for acquittal. After the trial, five of those jurors, including the four women of the jury, joined his organization, the Freeman Education Association. You see, IRS spent hundreds of thousands or millions to put this guy in jail, and it backfired. Now they boomeranged on the IRS. They couldn't get him if they made him more famous. 11 to 1, hey guys. Here comes a lady who was with the jury watching my case, and he heard about Freeman Education Association came join our quest for truth and freedom. So that's what the IRS doesn't come after me. What I do is to pay you so you don't have to worry about going to prison either. That's why with all that stuff. Yes? Go ahead.
I went through every single one of your letters that you posted, not your letters, but the IRS letters that you posted on your site, what you can anticipate that 30 days or then you might get this in another 60 days. And, you know, they're intimidating, but I know that in my mind that's, you know, that's wrong. But that's also what you help us walk through, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes. Most of the IRS letters that sent out to you are toothless, dumb, computer-generated letters. They're just scare tactics. There's nobody out there watching you. You know, hey, guys, Terry, here's a file.
Yeah.
Fill it out. Joe, David, Robin.
Yeah.
one of you, go talk to Terry. Now, nail her. She stopped on paying up tax. No, it's just some dumb computer. Mass junk letter sent out and guarantee. Ooh, IRS. Those toothless IRS. It's really Satan. It's scary.
I'm with you on that. So getting out of the system, so following this process and getting out of the system, we've, according to the IRS, we would have somewhat underpaid, not by much, but underpaid, having it exempt in September of last year, but he's going to get a W-2, and we would have one sort of minimal 1099. So do you recommend you just don't do anything? Do you mark the X and check it as corrected and send it in with a balance of zero, or what do you do?
You don't do anything in response to what?
Well, when we get a W-2, it's coming from the employer.
Look, We are working right now to have employers stop issuing W-2s to the IRS in the first place, which would be ideal.
I know. I'm with you.
But until even then, so what? So what? Look at this. Let me show this to remind you of this. Look at this letter from the IRS. In 1996, remember, that they said in 1998 that based upon IRS's 1996 numbers, there were 63 million non-filers. They tell you, this estimate
right.
on data available to the IRS. What data? W-2 forms and 99 forms. Well, guess what? Even though IRS has those W-2 1099s, they still are unable to go after people. IRS is a very lazy, disorganized, incompetent agency, not what the media wants to portray. The media told you about the January 6th hoax, Corona hoax, the Trump-Russia conspiracy hoax, Iraq had nuclear weapons hoax, right? Remember that? All the lies.
Yes, I do. I think what you're saying, I think what you said in that was you don't do anything with them. You don't correct them. You just stop. And I think you had that.
You cannot easily correct them. It's not, I don't want to. I would love to correct them. But if your employer is not a huge multinational corporation, we have a very decent chance of correcting them. So that makes a difference. The company you work for example, Gary, how many employees do they have approximately working for them?
Well, it was British Petroleum, which was BP, but they got bought out by a company named Hillcorp. And, they're an oil company, but they're a corporation, but it's privately owned. I'm guessing now that they are a couple thousand, maybe more.
Yes,
a couple thousand?
Yes, exactly. Yep. So, that's not so huge, So, look, we're going to try. Our plan is to write to the lawyers of these corporations, tax lawyers, to look for us. You to follow the law. Not as some accountant, CPA, or your opinion is. Your opinion doesn't matter. Your opinion doesn't matter. You must follow the laws written by Congress of the United States, interpreted by U.S. Treasury, and as applied by the U.S. Supreme Court. That's it. Those are the highest source of the law directly from the government. You must follow that. So that's what you're going to be going towards. Mm-hmm.
I agree with you, and I agree that they need to be made aware, but I have no leverage to do that. I mean, we can write them, and we can make them aware. I spoke to the payroll department, and they didn't have a problem with the withholding of anything. But when it comes to your employer taxes, well, that's a little sketchy now, isn't it? And even so, I believe the tax liabilities are my own, not to be determined by myself, not them. And I think that they're doing, like I believe you say that too, they're doing it out of fear. So have you had any success getting any employer to stop taking out the employer taxes and or stopping providing a W-2 without going to a contracted 1099 type relationship with them?
Well, for small companies, yes. And for small companies, as you said, they oftentimes, not always, they decide that if they can make their employees into independent contractors arrangement, they do that too, because that helps everybody too in the process. But no, the fact of the matter is that, look, it is much harder for a big company that has all these employees that done all this to stop the habit they've had for 20 or 50 years. That's the reality of it. I mean, that's just what it is.
Right.
I wish I had a and magic wand to make it all go away. It's not. The choice is this. Is it? Is it be a slave? Is that the confession form? With odds of going to prison a lot longer, all this harassment, you know, and that has a lot of risk, or lower your risk, but no guarantee, more significant lower risk, with being free. You know, there's, it kind of reminds you of the issue of a woman getting pregnant. You know, if you get pregnant, you could die in childbirth. You may have to do a C-section and die in C-section. You may have a fetus can break in a fallopian tube and kill the mother. You know, it happens in occasions. But then again, if you don't get pregnant, you know, women don't have pregnant. I heard that has other problems because the woman's body is made to get pregnant and have a baby. So if you don't, that could have other problems. So whether you get pregnant, not pregnant, they both have problems potentially. So the question is, which one is the less potential a problem?
You know, I'm kind of a freedom fighter, so I would have to go with the being free.
Okay. All right.
But I'm also not the one whose name's on that on the forms and who's risking it. It's my husband, but what he's yeah. I'm with you on all of it, and I do come from kind of more of this the Anna von Reitz and that background too. So that, you know, all comes to play in this here.
Right. All right.
Trying to break free of a lot of things, I guess.
Yes, we have a call for vehicle 336 ready to get asked their question. The
thank you.
Waiting. Okay, so floor is back to you. Anybody else with questions? No, that's it. Okay. Well, Terry, floor is back on you. Any other questions you have I can address for you, or are we done for the night?
Oh, no. I appreciate your time. Thank you for taking the call and answering my questions. Thank you. Thanks for doing what you do.
Welcome. My pleasure, Terry. Okay, it was a great pleasure to speak with you again. Well, folks, with that, I'll be leaving tomorrow, and I'll be again in Dallas, Fort Worth area. At Bitcoin Branches event, Bitcoin Branches US.io is the website. Okay, Bitcoin Branches US.io. Okay, so go there. You might be able to register for more space. If you can't come to the event and you have something you like, you can come by and in the talk to me, because I'll be having a table outside the meeting room. So you can come see me if you want to. Stop by, say hello. I'd be happy to meet with any of you who are going to come by and say hello. With that, folks, I'll give you all my love. I want you to be free. The choice is for you. No matter how much I want you to be free, I want you to have freedom and peace of mind and prosperity and joy. Decision is not mine. Choice is yours to make. I hope you do the loving free choice for yourself. Okay. So you all know who this lady, Erica.